This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's how it's gone.
Commanders.
Manage.
Michael Phillips, Richmond Times Dispatch, joins us now. Miguel, what'd you make of 3-71, the extension for Terry McLaurin?
You know, I thought it was what they needed to do. They did it. I applaud them. They paid a lot of money because Terry McLaurin is worth a lot of money. I would argue he's worth more to this franchise than he is any other franchise. And they responded accordingly. Round of applause for everybody for doing the right thing.
So, Michael, I was wrong. They were correct. They gave us kind of this, no, we've got it. We're under control. It's totally fine. And I kept going, well, you told me that about some other stuff. It didn't really pan out. And Terry's not at minicamp. How did we go from that to deal getting done?
It sounded like they really intensified their efforts the last week of minicamp. And I'd note two different mile markers along the way as being potentially of interest here, guys. So the first is June 1st, when they had a lot more salary cap space become available because of the Landon Collins release, because of some other releases. So they were able to do this without any sort of maneuvering. The second is you go back to March 31st, the beginning of the new league year, when they start that. So under the NFL rules, and this is a complicated one, any amount of guaranteed money you give a guy, minus $15 million, you have to pay into an escrow fund that pays out. So that's a check that Dan has to cut immediately. That's obviously a substantial amount of money here. We're going to wait for the dust to settle. But it's probably in the $35 million ballpark, the check that Dan's got to write. You don't have to do that, though, until the next time a league year starts. So he doesn't have to cut that check until late next March, buys him a full year of holding on to that money, investing and buying houses in Mount Vernon, whatever it is he wants to do with it. So I would say those are two potential indicators as to why we saw this when we did.
So I haven't dug in on this today, but you are my stadium guy, so you'll have a take. Basically, Muriel Bowser, it sounds like, is still saying that RFK is not dead. What am I missing? Because everyone else seems to say that that's not happening, but she keeps saying that it could happen.
Well, right now, nothing's happening. That's a frustration for the D.C. residents. So the D.C. City Council has said they won't support a stadium. And it sounds like the congressional representative also does not want a stadium there. And so, you know, they want to push this through Congress while the Democrats have a majority in the White House to return the RFK land back to city control. But the people in D.C. want to do that. The politicians who are having say right now want to do that with a caveat that there not be a stadium there. That's the most palatable to the residents of the neighborhood. That's the most palatable to the city. Bowser is holding that up. Now, she's not saying we have to build a stadium there. She's just saying we want the land with no strings attached so that we can decide later what we want to do with it. Presumably that for her, that would be a stadium that she would fight for at a later time. It's kind of the Virginia game too. Like, things are toxic right now, but let's not go slamming doors that we can't reopen later. So she wants the door left cracked open. City council and the congressional rep want it totally closed. And right now that's tying up the land transfer, which, you know, if Republicans take power back in the House in November, you might not have another window to reclaim that land for the city for a very long time.
Are they going to sign anybody else? I mean, last year they were, or in years past, they've been really fortunate. Some guys kind of shook loose from, whether it was not necessarily practice squads, but guys that were unexpectedly cut that have come in and contributed well for them. They've still got some depth issues. Are they going to sign some other players that might end up being contributors?
I remain convinced they will sign a linebacker, and I remain convinced of that because they don't have good linebackers. I guess would be the thing that keeps tipping me off that one's coming. But, you know, the offseason came and went. You know, some veterans came and went on the market. I don't know entirely what that's going to look like here down the stretch, if that's going to look like bringing four or five guys into training camp, you know, an uninspiring list and waiting and seeing who emerges and maybe feeling good about somebody, if that's going to mean a big-name guy getting shook loose later or finding somebody. I just don't see how they go into the season without at least one more linebacker, though. It's a dicey situation right now, and they're just barely hanging on. My other position I'd be watching would be cornerback. I think they're putting a lot of trust in St. Jude at that number three spot, but boy, it's a massive drop off after that. And you need three good cornerbacks right now in the NFL, particularly the NFC East.
Michael Phillips, Richmond Times Dispatch here on our Beltway Blitz. What are some of your big storylines going into camp we're not talking enough about, and how high would Wentz rank on that list?
Well, I continue to maintain the defense as the top storyline here. Look, I think Wentz is good. I think he's fine. He is what he is. I think he's going to dazzle during training camp because that's who he is historically. I mean, he's a guy who is going to win over this team and all of us watching practices. My two question marks on Wentz are, one, can he play 17 games? And two, can he keep the locker room from turning on him? And I don't think we'll learn either of those things during training camp. Defense is my go-to. Anytime we're talking about training camp, it's just, hey, this defense really stunk last year out of the gate. And certainly relative to the talent they had, they massively underperformed. They've got to fix that. They've got to fix that quickly. You have to beat the Jags in the opener. I think you got to put up a good showing against the Lions in week two. It's a quick moving schedule. That's a great opportunity. This is a talented enough group to win those games to come out of the gates 3-1. But if they play like they did early last year, that's not going to happen. If they don't come out of this 2-2, I mean, there's a chance Jack Del Rio's getting fired before the leaves turn brown. And that's got nothing to do with his political comments. That's because this defense has a lot of first-round picks on it, needs to start performing. So to me, I think that's the major focus and storyline coming into this training camp.
Are we sure the O-line's going to be good again with 40% of it being different?
We're putting blind faith in John Matzkow, and the reason we're doing that, Danny, is because he's earned it. He has done more with less in his time here. He's turned some no names into productive offensive line units. I mean, the thing I say is, it's funny that, we had supposedly the great offensive line guru coach of all time in Bill Callahan. He leaves and everybody got better on the offensive line. That's not to disparage Bill Callahan, but Matzko's got the touch. And until proven wrong, I got blind faith in him and his unit.
Great as always, Michael. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Happy holidays, guys.
See you, buddy.
You as well. Have a great long weekend. That's Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.